from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. I'm Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from Jacqueline George from Ontario. This Mass is being offered in loving memory of her husband, Terence Leahy, her parents, Catherine and Vaughan George. Today is the March the 22nd, marks the 30th anniversary of her beloved dad, Vaughan George. Also in loving memory of her siblings, Geraldine, Margaret, Bernard, and Leonard George, her brother-in-law, Peter DeGagnes, Ian Maskell, and her nephew, Andre Maskell. May their souls and the souls of the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace. We know that this televised Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of people in Canada and all across the world, and on their behalf, I thank you. And now to prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, we ask the Lord, the God of mercy and compassion, to forgive us. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pardon the offenses of your people, we pray, and in your goodness set us free from the bonds of sin that we have committed in our weakness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In distress, Jeremiah raised his voice to the Lord. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. In my distress,
be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews took up stones to stone him. Jesus replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy. Because you, though only a human being, are making yourselves God. Jesus answered, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? If I am doing the works of my Father, then if I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest Jesus again. But he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to Jesus, and they were saying, John performed no signs, but everything that John said about this man was true, and many believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Next Friday, today, is Good Friday. Jesus will be hanging on the cross. And the words that we heard from Jeremiah today, 5-6 centuries before Jesus, could very well be applied and put on the lips of Jesus. Terror is all around me. Denounce him. We can prevail against him. We can take our revenge. Jeremiah was a prophet who had lost a lot of friends and even faced the threat of death because the word of God that was given to him, he preached boldly. He preached a bitter and powerful sermon against the people of Judah and Jerusalem for their idolatry. They accused him of treason. They were willing to throw him into jail. They exiled him. They threw him into a pit so that he would die. Now, Jeremiah could have lost faith in God. And as he says, Lord, you deceived me and I allowed you to deceive me. Lord, you seduced me and I allowed you to seduce me. Jesus seems to say the same words. My God, why have you abandoned me? Both these words seem to be a sense of despair and disappointment, but they are not. If we look down later on in what Jeremiah says, he says, sing praise to the Lord and give glory to him because he has rescued me. Jesus himself would say, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Jeremiah was, of all the prophets, one of the most sentimental and emotional prophets. He would speak from the depths of his heart, unlike any of the other prophets, and we even have the Lamentations of Jeremiah. He would speak to God as if he was speaking to a friend, not as somebody who had given him a word and says, go out and preach it. And now he was being condemned. As I said, Jesus would use the same phrases, though he would take it from Psalm 22. My God, why have you abandoned me? A few weeks ago, we celebrated the feast, the second Sunday of Lent, and we heard the story of the Transfiguration. At the story of the Transfiguration, we hear that Moses and Elijah came and they spoke to Jesus. They spoke to Jesus about the way he was going to leave this world. They spoke to Jesus about his exodus from this world. So they must have spoken to him about the crucifixion and the way he was going to die. They must have spoken to him about the resurrection, which would give him great strength and consolation. But can you imagine from that time of the Transfiguration, which was just a few weeks before the crucifixion, Jesus must have constantly lived in that terror of how he would die. From a young boy until he reached public spaces, crucifixions were very common. You'd see on different hills just poles put down so that they would crucify people at random very often. So Jesus knew what he was going to, and yet he had that calm and confidence. My God, why have you abandoned me? Would become, my God, into your hands I commend my spirit. The Jews had tried to kill him. The scribes and the Pharisees had tried to kill him again and again. And now we find him here in Jerusalem. And they are trying to stone him. Well, why were they trying to stone him? Because he was not living up to be a prophet. He would heal the leper by actually touching him. And therefore, he would be unclean. He had to quarantine himself. He would eat with sinners and tax collectors. No rabbi should mix with the sinners and tax collectors. And then Jesus would heal on a Sabbath day. How dare he, a rabbi, continue to break the Sabbath? He was bringing the whole idea of the Sabbath down to nothing. And so here Jesus is trying to tell them that he is not blaspheming because he says that he is the Son of God. But you know what? There are two things that I often remember a friend of mine telling me. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. The scribes and Pharisees, their minds were closed. They were like blocks of cement, firmly placed and immovable. They were not willing to listen to logic because logic had no part in their whole plan to get rid of Jesus. And so Jesus here would speak to them with a kindness, realizing that it was like pouring water on a rock and it would have no effect. Finally, he says, I've had my say. If you don't believe, you are going to condemn yourself. In John chapter 9, verse 41, they said, we are not blind. And Jesus said, if you thought that you were blind, then you wouldn't have committed sin. But because you admit you can see, you are guilty of sin. And so Jesus leaves them and they are there to face their own choice in life. We are called by Jesus to face that same challenge. Are we for Jesus? Are we willing to accept him as the Son of God? Would you join me now as we pray together? For all those in our daily televised Mass prayer intention book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This month dedicated to the Holy Family, we ask in our community prayer that those in our families who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit may find relief and healing through our Heavenly Father. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the deceased members of our sponsor, Jacqueline George, may all her relatives, husband, parents, siblings, and nephew rest in peace. And for Jacqueline herself, peace in mind and health in body, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Accept, O Lord, all these prayers that we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Thank you. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice from your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of the Church.
Grant, O merciful God, that we may be worthy to serve ever fittingly at your altars, and there to be saved by constant participation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty, since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. Remember Vaughan, Georges, and all those who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And wherever you are, share with one another a sign of this peace and friendship. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. May the unfailing protection of the sacrifice we have received never leave us, O Lord, and may it always drive far from us all that would harm us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Grant, Almighty God, that your servants who seek the grace of your protection may be free from every evil and serve you in peace of mind through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.